Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What's up, everyone? Today is the first episode of the This Dude Started Something podcast. Today, our two guests are from the University of Missouri. Their company is Bishop Athlete Representation. Bishop Athlete Representation is a marketing company that represents underrepresented athletes. Jack and Matt, you want to say hi?
How's it going?
Yeah, so I'm kind of going in blind. I mean, I don't really know much about your guys' company, but, you know, that's what we're here for. So, can you guys share, like, the story behind Bishop Athlete Representation? Like, what inspired you to start this company?
Yeah, so a year ago, I was actually contacted by Darius Shepherd. Darius, at the time, was playing for the St. Louis Battlehawks in the XFL. He had just come off of winning Special Teams Player of the Year as a return man the year before. He reached out to me on my first ever Instagram called Battlehawks Art. I would take my iPad and I would do artwork on my iPad of some of the players. And he actually, I guess, really liked my artwork and was like, hey, you know, I would like to, you know, hey, will you do this artwork for me and all that fun stuff? And I was like, sure, here's what I can do. And then a couple months later, like, we had kind of become friends. And he's like, hey, I want to do some marketing in St. Louis, and I'm local to St. Louis. And I was like, all right, well, I mean, I can try. I've never done anything like it. And the next thing I knew, he was on a billboard in St. Louis. He was doing card shows. So anyways, I got in contact with Darius. Actually, he reached out to me, and we started doing these really awesome things with charities in St. Louis, really cool things. We did T-shirt jerseys where we made, like, jerseys of the player in, like, a T-shirt form, and we sold it. And then after that, you know, more players started reaching out, and we ran a youth football camp, and we just did all sorts of really fun things. And I was like, all right, you know what? I guess I should probably make a company. Because next thing I knew, I had like 15 or so guys under my umbrella. And around that time is when I kind of talked to Matt and Dom and was like, hey, you know, if you guys want to join, like, I think we could do something special and I need a lot of help. So let's see what we can do.
I think it was more part of the reason. I don't even think Jack realized it at the time, but he was under so much stress because of the amount of players that he was representing at this time, that he was just like, oh man, he was kind of in too far over his head. And so that's when he came and asked Dom and I, who we're all roommates, so we all live together, all good friends. So we were like, dude, of course, we'll love to help you. And at this time, I had actually been wanting to go into law enforcement, do something with that. And then I started helping Jack out with bar and started doing sports marketing work, and it was like a night and day switch. I was like, this is so fun. I really enjoy this. It was a really easy transition. He asked us, and we're like, dude, yeah, you're one of our good buddies. Of course, we'll help you out. And then now here we are. So
awesome. So whenever we say representing these athletes, can you give the viewers a little insight into what that entails?
Yeah. So to be an agent in sports, you have to be registered. So by the NFL standards. So in order to be an NFL agent, you have to have a 2 years master program or an MBA, or you have to go to law school, and then you have to pass a test. So obviously I don't have my master's, and I haven't passed the test to be an agent. So what I'm doing instead is I'm representing these guys through marketing. So many of these guys are like, you know, they're in the UFL. It's a spring league, you know, they're not making as much money as an NFL player. And they all have great agents. You know, they all have, they're working with these great companies. And where I come in is like, hey, you know, I am not trying to steal your client. I just want to help them do some marketing, you know, in St. Louis and in other areas, wherever they're at. So I represent them on marketing. So like, let's say, you know, you have a company that, and you want to work with one of our players, Blake Jackson, for example. He'd be like, yeah, here, hit up my guys over at Bishop Athlete Representation. They'll get something situated with you, and we'll get going from there. Because really the end goal of this company is to transition it into a full-fledged agency. We just can't do that legally right now because obviously we don't have our masters and we're not registered agents within the NFL or any league.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool. So that's crazy. So you did either of you guys know that you wanted to? I know, Matt, obviously you said you didn't know you wanted to do anything with sports agency, but what does your guys' school look like now? Like, what are you guys studying at Mizzou? Marketing, or what are you guys in right now?
Matt, you can go on this first. I'll go.
So I started Mizzou with a psych degree. I was majoring in psych and minoring in criminology. And I was going to law enforcement, like I had said. But I had been approached by my advisor, and she said, hey, look, if you do a general studies degree, you can put more emphasis on your resume. It'll look better on a graduation plan. And it's a lot easier. There's no math. There's no language. There's no anything that you have to take that's extra. And I already had quite a bit of stuff for a couple different emphasis that I could. I completed enough classes. So I had switched to general studies before bar even became a thing. So, and I just kept it because it was really easy because I had enough classes. So now I have business management, health and fitness sciences, and criminology. So it's still pretty simple. It's a combination degree is what mine is. It's just studying business. And basically a lot of people ask the simplest way to put it, and I say business communications because that's 90% of the classes that I'm taking right now is just business comms. So
yeah. Yeah, for me, so I started at Central Methodist University where I played football. And there I was an education student and business student. And then when I got to Mizzou, I was still doing business and education. But I remember I had to take calculus. And so my calculus class was very, very hard. It was not fun. And I was really bad at it. I got some of the worst grades ever in that calculus class. And I remember sitting in his class one day and I Googled majors that don't require math. And sport management popped up. And I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing. I was like, holy cow. And so I'm not kidding. When I tell you, I was sitting in his class, pulled up his class on my phone, dropped it, and walked out of his class. And immediately set up a meeting with my advisor to go get into sport management. I'm not lying. Like, I wish I was because it's bad. But, like, I couldn't do it. I could not. Like, this professor, it was just not for me. And so I've been doing sport management since my second semester of my sophomore year. And really, I wanted to be a football coach. And when I talked to Darius, that was what I really was like, hey, do you know any coaches at any of the colleges or NFL teams you played with that would give me an internship? And it's just really hard to break into coaching at the higher levels. It's all about who you know. And so I kind of have pivoted. And, you know, I like this a lot. It's really fun. And it's, you know, it's really cool.
That's sick, dude.
All right. Walk us through Bar's day-to-day operations, how busy you are, and just what you guys do day-to-day.
Yeah. So I can go kind of first, Matt, and you can go second. Yep. For me, it kind of just varies day-to-day. Some days are really busy. Some days aren't. We're full-time students, which make a difference. And then I also work for a company called Flexwork Sports Management, where I'm doing a bunch of stuff with them. Outside of that, it's like youth football camps and stuff. So two separate entities. But for Bar, Really, it's a lot of, hey, you know, I want to do this. Like, a player will text me. I'm like, all right, let's see what I can do. So it's sending emails. It's making calls. Yesterday, I went through LinkedIn, and I just typed in director of marketing and connected with anybody in St. Louis that said director of marketing and sent them a message. So it's really a lot of cold calling, I guess is a good way to put it. And then it's also more of navigating what your client wants. Chris Payton Jones, one of our clients the other day, he texted me and he said, hey, is it possible we could find a videographer for me in St. Louis whenever I'm there? I'd love to do some filming during the games. And I was like, yeah, man, of course. And within the hour, I'd found a few people that we're going to look into and use. So it's really just about what those guys want to do. We try our best to make it happen. Not everything is feasible, but more so on my end, it's about kind of that client relations, because I oversee all of our St. Louis clients and then a couple out-of-state guys. And just making sure if they want something done, we're going to put in all of our effort to get it done, even if it's not possible.
Yeah. And my role, I guess I'll start. So quick background on Dom. Dom's role is handling so our out-of-state clients. We have clients that play for St. Louis, the Battlehawks, and then we have clients that play for the Michigan Panthers, the Memphis Showboats, and the Arlington Renegades. And Dom handles all of our out-of-state guys. Jack mainly handles the St. Louis guys just because most of them are – he was already working with them before we came on, so they were comfortable with him. We just didn't feel like there was a need to switch them up or switch who they were working with because they'd been working for Jack for months. So, you know, there's too much risk involved with that. I oversee more of the business aspect side of things and contacting the businesses and companies and people that we work with our players. So like a player will contact Jack and say, hey, I want this and this. He will give that information to me. And he'll do this too, but my main job is to be the one that contacts the businesses, reaches out on behalf of players without even them asking. For example, like I've been reaching out to a lot of energy drink companies. A lot of our guys are athletes. They work out a lot. They drink energy drinks. So I was like, oh, might as well just try and see what we can do for energy drinks. So my role is basically the communication with the businesses and companies that we work with. So,
okay. And do you want to go?
Yeah, you got some? You go.
Yeah, I got some. The UFL is fairly new, correct?
Yes.
Do you guys want to give us some background on the UFL? I'm sure a lot of the viewers won't know exactly what it is or have little knowledge.
Yeah, you just opened a rabbit hole with me. I've been following spring football since 2018 from St. Louis. So the Rams left us. In 2018, the Battlehawks were announced coming to St. Louis in the XFL, which is Vince McMahon, WWE, you know. Had a very successful go. COVID, because it was in 2020, so COVID kind of shut it down halfway through. It was bought in 2022 by Dwayne Johnson and some other like really rich people. And they played in 2023 under the XFL, the St. Louis Battlehawks. But at the same time they were playing, there was another league called the USFL, right? So the USFL was owned by Fox, and that had like eight teams in it. The XFL had eight teams, and they were competing. They were playing at the same time, but they weren't playing each other. So they were competing against, okay, which league is better? Well, then last year they decided, let's just merge, because that would give the best, you know, players, best experience for the fans, everything involved. So last year was the first year they were under the UFL title. This will be the second year coming up. So now they have eight teams. It's separated into two conferences. One is the XFL conference, so it has four XFL teams, and the other is the USFL conference, which has four USFL teams. It's fun. It's fast paced. I think games are like two and a half hours, and it's a great environment. The Battlehawks get like 40,000 fans. It's a ton of fun.
Wow.
A lot of places draw well. Yeah, it's really cool. Just to see the fan turnout and the support. And there's a lot of really good football players. It gets a bad rap because it's a spring league. But for example, Andy Isabella is one of the guys we work with. And he was a second round draft pick just 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Darius Shepherd has caught passes from Aaron Rodgers in NFL games. Travis Feeney was picked by the Steelers a couple years ago. Like, these guys are very, very talented football players that are getting to play at a high level, and I think people don't really know it yet, but definitely tune in for a game. They start March 28th on Fox and ESPN, just all those sports networks. Tune in for a game, watch it. I think you'll be pretty impressed. I mean, for example, Max Duggan, the TCU Heisman Heisman like second place guy a few years ago as a Battlehawks quarterback. So it's a very talented league, and I'm excited for it. It's really awesome.
Cool. That's cool. Okay. Dude.
I like how it's in the spring awesome. Too, so you don't doesn't conflict with the NFL. You know.
Not at all. So. Yeah, and it lines up perfect where these guys, they play in the UFL, and then they get to go sign with an NFL team in the summer for training camp and then maybe make the roster. Like Brandon Augury, do you guys know Dallas, the Cowboys hit the kicker that like can kick like 65-yarders?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
He kicked in the USFL. Jake Bates for the Lions right now is a...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Kicker in the UFL last year. There's a lot of really good players in these leagues.
So they probably got scouts and stuff that just go to UFL games now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. And a lot of the guys they'll get the shot. One of our clients, Mike Panasiuk, he got invited to go to the Indianapolis Colts camp during training camp this year just because they saw him play. So the UFL, a big reason why a lot of people love it is because and the players love it is because it gives them another chance. So maybe they had an NFL shot. They got cut, they got released, whatever. They go to the UFL, they ball out, they go crazy, and then they get picked up by another NFL team, and bam, prime example, Brandon Aubrey gets picked up, boom. Now he's one of the best kickers, if not the best kicker in the league. So it's very much a player. It's loved by the players, the fact that they get another shot.
That's awesome, dude. Because it's like it's all about timing too. Sometimes some people might get cut, and it's not even like it's just a timing issue. You know, mm-hmm. like maybe yeah. the team yep. wasn't working together. It's like that's pretty cool. It gives another shot. So that definitely brings some importance to that league and for what you guys do. That's awesome. I had a question about. So what's it like picking up a new client? Like how do you have some examples of how you guys have gone about like finding new guys to get on the roster?
Yeah, so when it first started, I went to all the UFL Instagrams and just followed a bunch of the players. And whoever followed me back, I would DM them. But now it's kind of coming to the point where guys are starting to hear about us through their friends. So, for example, Jakor Pearson, who really hoping I can get some cool stuff lined up for because he's a really big name in the UFL. He DM'd me on Instagram and he just goes, "Yo, let's work." And I'm like, "All right." And I come to find out, one of the guys I rep right now, he is best friends with him. He's like, "Yeah, I put him on for you." I'm like, "Oh, cool, thank you." Luis Perez, the starting quarterback of the Arlington Renegades, and is really he's known as the Spring King. He's played in about every major spring league, and he always is really, really good, like MVP level good. He's really good friends with Darius Shepherd, so Darius Shepherd got me in touch with him, and we signed him. And we've been able to do some cool stuff down there, you know. So it's starting to become more word of mouth because a lot of these guys are realizing, hey, maybe there is a market for me out there, you know, something little or even big. And that's where our company is really capitalizing on, all right, you know what, let's see what we can do for you. And eventually, you know, this guy's going to know that guy and that guy's going to know this guy. And next thing you know, I mean, you never know, I guess. So that's kind of how it is now, word of mouth. And then just getting to know the guy. I always ask him, like, what are your hobbies, this stuff, that stuff. So with Blake Jackson and the car show, like automobile show, I was able to get in touch with an automobile show out in St. Louis, and they wanted to do some stuff with him, and that was really cool because he got to be around cars and engage with fans and stuff, so it was great. But that's kind of how I go about it, is just word of mouth now. Unless there's somebody we really, really want, then I'm going to do everything I can to get that person.
Like, for example, I mean, I know you guys can cut stuff out, so Jack, if I'm not supposed to talk about this, stop me. But Harrison Mevis, he's a guy, he's a Mizzou kicker, known as the thicker kicker at Mizzou. He kicked for them for a number of years, and huge fan favorite in the Columbia area. If you watch Mizzou football last few years, you know Harrison Mevis. and we're trying to get him as best we can. We've had a couple emails with him, but he's the kicker now for down in
Birmingham.
Birmingham, yeah, Birmingham Stallions. So they signed him because he had gotten – he didn't get drafted out of Mizzou this last year, but he signed a free agent deal with Carolina, the Carolina Panthers, and then had a fantastic spring with – or camp with them, and then got unfortunately released. But – so he signed with Birmingham, and, I mean, because we're Mizzou guys, we're like, dude, we got to try and get him. So I just – I looked up his email on Google. I said, hey – I just typed in Harrison Meeves' email, not thinking that his personal information would be on the internet, but lo and behold, it is. I should have realized that. Found his Gmail, just said, hey, man, send him an email. Kind of told him a brief summary of what we do. Told him that we're me and Jack and Dom are all Mizzou guys, and we loved watching him play. And, I mean, I don't know if you guys – do you guys know or have seen pictures of Harrison Meeves?
No, I don't think so. I can pull some.
I don't think so. I think I've heard the name, but
he's the size of a linebacker, but at the kicker position, he's a huge dude. So that's why they're called. Yeah, you should look at the picture. He's hilarious.
What? How do you spell his last kicker. Name?
M E V I S.
Yeah, he's a big dude for a kicker. Absolute crazy leg though. Quick little fun story. We were at the when Mizzou played K-State. Not this season, but the last season. Big dude.
Bro.
Yeah.
Dang.
What? He's a kicker?
Yeah, he can boot the ball too, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my and God. So, for example, he set an SEC record, not this season, but last season, when they played K-State at home in Columbia. He kicked a game-winning, was it 62, Jack?
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was over 60.
It was over 60-yard wow. field goal, and we were there in the front row of the student section. We got to rush the field after they won. Crazy, crazy cool moment. But, yeah, crazy good kicker. So I reached out to him and just kind of briefly said, hey, you know, here's the stuff what we do. So, Harrison, if you happen to see this, email us back because we're definitely trying to get him for sure. Mm-hmm. But it's yeah. like Jack said, it's word of mouth, but it's also if there's someone that we want, we're going to try everything we possibly can to go get them. So,
yep.
That's awesome.
Legendary. That's fire.
So, as far as working with these companies, do you guys do mostly or any social media marketing? Like, are these players people with like high followers and you want to get them like social media deals? Or is it more of like public appearances or commercials or whatnot?
Yeah, so it's really been a blend of both. We have a lot of success with those public appearances, especially in St. Louis, because they love the Battle Hawks. But with a couple of our guys, so for example, Ja'Cory Pearson, Andy Isabella, and Luis Perez all have over 30,000 followers on Instagram or like 20,000.
Ja'Cory's got 80,000.
Yeah, Ja'Cory has a huge following. And so with him, I'm really trying to rope in some other brands to do some stuff with him, you know, via social media, because he's really good at, you know, brand engagement. And he's already done a bunch of stuff in the past prior to working with me. And then, yeah, so like some of them though, like a couple of the guys like have 2,000 or 3,000 followers. So like we're able to do a few small things with some brands there. But a lot of them, like we try to do some local appearances, you know, get them on a billboard or something, and just collaborate them with companies in St. Louis. Even down in Texas, you know, Luis Perez, we use his social media to help him get some training, do some promotions on there. So we're just trying to do everything we can, to blend all of that. Yeah. We're working on trying to get a few commercials set up. So just trying to see where the ball rolls and, you know, but yeah, I didn't realize the importance of social media marketing until I got into this and I was like, okay, I need to learn a lot more about that because it is a very big, field and you can learn, you know, you can do a lot of really cool things with social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that a big part of it too is like, I mean, most people probably understand it a little bit, but the businesses that we work with, they only care enough to work with us because our clients have followers. So like it's such a big deal for them because that's the way that they're going to advertise. They're not going to pay our client to post an advertisement on their social media if he's got, you know, if let's say we sign a guy who's got 100 followers on Instagram.
Right. Like,
the businesses, they're not going to care. But guys like Ja'Cory Pearson, Andy Isabella, they have thousands and thousands of followers. The businesses know, hey, we can work with these guys because a lot of people are going to see our products. But in terms of like social media, I think we found out like some of our clients say, hey, yeah, sure, we'll do. You guys can help me do social media and everything. But like most of our clients, they really want to do it themselves. Jack, correct me if I'm wrong. But we found out like Jacor Pearson, he's been doing it long enough. Do you guys know that the YouTuber like Destroying?
Yeah.
So Jacor, you might know more about this than me, but Jacor was part of Destroying's crew for a number of a couple years. And so he would always be in Destroying's videos and like hanging out with him. And that's a big reason why his followers got so high. And but he's been around social media. He's been around YouTube. He's been around editing and videos in general. So he knows what works for him, and he knows what doesn't work for him. And so he was just kind of like, nah, I'll take care of it myself. I'm like, okay, because that's fair. He's been doing it longer than we have. His social media, so it's like, dude, you know it works for you, go for it, not a big deal. But other clients, like, yeah, you know, they might ask for help on certain things, and some part of our job, it doesn't happen very often, like I'm not going to get into specifics, but sometimes if a guy tweets something or puts something out on social media, you know, Jack might see it or Dom might see it, or you know, we might say, hey, you know, maybe not, let's not post that. Let's not say that. That might be a tad bit controversial, or that might be a bad look for some of the brands that do already rep you. Because our big thing is we'd rather see it first than a brand or a company see it that's working with the athlete. And they're like, oh, well, he posted this. Yeah, we're going to just cut ties with him. But that doesn't happen very often. But in terms of social media, it's kind of what we do. We leave it up to the client. We ask them what they want, and they tell us, and whatever they tell us, we do. So,
dang, that's a big part of the job then. So as you guys get more clients, do you find it hard to, like, manage them or, like, give them all the same amount of attention? Or, like, do they reach out to you if they want help? Or, like, do you keep tabs on every guy, like, how does that work? Like, how do you make sure everybody's getting the same thing out of your business, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's definitely something that I never anticipated. And it's this is no shot at any of the players we work with, because you're right. It is hard to find, like, for example, let's say I find player A a $500 marketing deal and player B sees that and is like, well, why don't you have that for me? Like, that's fair. Because it's tough, because, like, you know, like the quarterback, right? Quarterback is number one. Like, everybody knows who a quarterback is. Not everybody may know who that starting offensive lineman is, right? Or not everybody may know who the kicker is or something like that. And so, like, the quarterback's going to always get these huge deals. But what also works, too, is, like, we will find those deals for those guys who don't have as big of a name but still have a good following. One of our players, we're looking at getting him his own wine bottle. He's going to be on, like, the cover of a wine bottle with a company out in St. Louis. So that's really going to be really cool. Yeah. I'm hoping that comes to fruition. I've been in touch with them for a few weeks now, and he's flying out here to help design it and pick the wine and everything. But like another thing too is we have a guy named Kevon Latulis. Kevon was a rookie last year with the team, and he was primarily a special teamer, played a little running back. But after this year, you know, he didn't go to the NFL. He's going to play back with the UFL. He had a newborn daughter. And he's actually local to St. Louis. So we're able to find him a ton of things. And it's awesome, you know, because most of the time he would have never had this opportunity. And I've gotten to know him, and I know what he likes and stuff. And, like, he's going to make a couple hundred dollars, you know, coming up here soon for an event and just all stuff like that. You know, just finding things and trying to balance it. You find your, all right, I can't get this guy a deal every time. Let's see if they would do it with this athlete instead. Oh, they won't do it with this athlete? Okay, let's see this. And then, yes, to answer your question, like the wine bottle, for example, the player actually had connected with the lady on LinkedIn and said, hey, you should message him and see if they'd want to do something. So I messaged him, and sure enough, they wanted to do something with him. So like, yeah, we're going to look for stuff for the players, but obviously, like, if a player sends us something, that's going to be my first thing is, yeah, I'll message him for you. Sure. No worries at all. So yeah, but if that answers your question.
Yeah. And I'll touch on it too. Like, something I learned from Jack that I didn't realize getting into this was, Jack kind of touched on earlier, but a lot of these players, I don't think they realized that they still had opportunities to get marketing deals, to get brand deals, to get endorsements from companies. And so Jack explained it to me. He's like, dude, a lot of these people, a lot of these guys, the players, they're just excited to be here. They're excited to have an opportunity to do it. So it's pretty rare that we run into players who are getting upset with us or anything about not getting deals. But because I think that they realize that, hey, we're the only ones that are doing this for them right now. They don't have another opportunity.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hiding them the best opportunities that we can do. So it's like, I think they're just so grateful. And we are too for them, because obviously without them, we wouldn't be here. But I think they're grateful for us that we can get them deals and stuff like that, so that they're not going to really get upset with us just because they're athletes, but they're also, they understand it. They understand marketing more than most people realize they do. So.
Yeah. Well, and I think you kind of touched on it too. I'll be quick, but like 99% of these guys are some of the best dudes I've ever talked to. Real nice guys. Like Andy Isabella, for example, he had an email in his Instagram bio. So I clicked it, emailed him and said, "Hey, this is me. Yada." He goes, "Yeah, man, let's work." And he's been great. You know, he's an NFL level player who's trusting 21-year-olds to help him with marketing. And we found him a few things. But like, it's cool that even a guy like him is like, "Yeah, man, let's do something," you know? And I think he's like, "You know what? I have nothing to lose with this. Like, these guys, they're stand-up guys." And I think the most important thing I would tell people or anybody watching this is just work your butt off for the people, you know, that trust you, and do everything you can. And eventually something will happen, whatever field you're in, just work as hard as you can. And I think those players respect that from us. And obviously we respect them a ton.
Yeah, that's great advice. That's awesome. Matt mentioned that the players don't have a lot of options when it comes to these representation companies. Are there any big players in the, like, okay, no, I can't use that. Like, any big companies in the market that do the same thing you guys do? Or are you guys really the only player?
Yeah. So there's a lot of really big marketing companies. You got Athletes First, you got Equity, you got Vayner. But they're working with the Patrick Mahomes, the Christian McCaffreys, the cream of the crop NFL players. And so obviously, yes, that is something that, you know, my company and a lot of people would like to work towards. But no, there's really not many people at the UFL level that are doing stuff like this. A lot of times players are on their own. And I think honestly, it's because there's not like $1 million endorsement opportunities with the UFL right now. But you kind of got to look at it for us like it's the long game. That's what I always just kind of keep like talking to people about. Yeah. Because you never know who this player knows. Like, let's say we do great work for this player and he goes and tells the guy in the NFL, "Hey, this guy's worked great for me. You should work with them." And that's already started to happen kind of. And so for us, you know, it's one of those things where I will never turn my back on Spring League guys. Even if my company gets big enough where we are able to represent the next Patrick Mahomes in marketing, I always want to have a dedicated group of staff to these UFL guys. Even if, for example, even if it's a group of interns, that are hungry to learn about sports marketing, let's put them with the UFL guys. Let's see what they can dig up for these guys and have fun doing it. Get them experience. Because not often do you get to see a couple 21-year-olds working with some really good professional athletes. But yeah, there really isn't anybody else out there that's doing the amount of work we're doing to help these guys. And that's not to toot our own horn. But unfortunately that is like how it is. That would be something like, no matter where I make it, like I always tell people, Darius Shepherd, my first client, he gifted me a signed jersey from the Battlehawks. And I'm actually in the process of setting up a desk space upstairs And I told him, I said, man, no matter where I go, that is always going to be the centerpiece of my office, because like, you gave me my start. And I never want to turn my back on those guys who are just trying to work to get the next opportunity. Cause that's exactly how I am, you know, guys who just grind, whether it's in marketing or actually playing. But yeah, I think short answer, no, there's not really another company out there like us working with these, UFL players.
Hey, wow. Dude, you guys gotta be some like the youngest in the game probably, right? I mean,
yeah.
Is that overwhelming? Like, did you have a moment where you're like, dang, like, I don't know, like, was it kind of scary at first? Did you have a moment like, dang, like, we're really doing this, like, these guys are counting on us? I mean, like, it's a big responsibility. Like, I'm sure you probably
110% almost every day. Hold on, my dogs are walking. Almost every single day. It's one of those things where, you know, you look at some of the big names in sports agencies. I'm blanking on his name, but he's Matt. Who do I always say?
Rosenhaus.
Got this out. Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus. You look at Drew Rosenhaus, for example, and he started when he was 21 back in the early 90s, like late 80s, when there were no regulations. And for us, obviously, there's a ton of regulations. We can't talk to NFL teams. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, we're 21. And what I tell people is this is like a resume builder for us. You know, this is like, hey, we did it. We're pioneers. We're pioneers at our school. You don't really see many people doing stuff like this. And really, it's just, I think, not that our business is like a Fortune 500 company. It's probably not even a Fortune 1 million company. But it's one of those things where we're just working our butts off and we're having fun doing it. And we're getting to do some cool things. And I think you hit it the nail on the head when you were like, there's definitely those moments of realization where it's like, oh, wow, I am 21. And sometimes I tell the player that and they're like, you're 21? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, okay, I respect it. I'm like, thank you. And so I think that's one of those things where it benefits, you know, the player, like, hey, these guys are going to do all this work for me. And it benefits us because, hey, we get to have a relationship with that professional player that can help excel us to the next level in our career. And while we're also helping this guy do some stuff. So it's a very, you know, it's a win-win for all parties involved. And that's, you know, I think that's the best part of it all. And yeah, it is a shocker sometimes when I, you know, can put on a hat that has my name on a company or something like that. It's a pretty cool feeling. It is really cool. And forever grateful to the players that have, you know, taken a chance on us for sure.
Yeah. I think too, it's at least for myself, I don't know if Jack, you felt this way and I don't know if Dom feels this way, but, sometimes like, you know, there might be a week or so where I'll reach out to 20 companies and I won't hear back from any of them. I'll either get just an immediate no, we're not even remotely interested, or just not even a response. And in my head, I'm like, I wonder if they just looked up us or, you know, found out that we were 21 and college kids and they just kind of like, oh, these kids aren't for real. Like, they're not serious about this. You know, we're not going to, or they think it's a joke or something. There has been that thought in my head of like, is it because we're young? Is it because we're still in college that these companies or people are saying no to us? Which I try and shove that aside because maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But at the end of the day, we can't let that affect us. And that's the thing that, like Dom always says, it, we just got to keep going. We just got to keep going because our players that we represent depend on us for marketing deals. If we're just going to crawl down, lay down and die because we had 20 no's. Okay. Well, the next person that you contact, that might be a yes. And that yes might lead to something really, really big. It's just, right. Dom always said, you just got to keep going. Cause you never know what is going to come from a yes. 20 no's when one yes, that one yes matters. And then I'll be honest too, Jack can echo this. There have been several times where we'll sit in the living room of our apartment and we'll just be like, what are we doing? Is this worth it? Like, it's not working. We can't get anything for these guys. And then the next day we get a yes. It's there's been several times. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, we've never had a thought of that. We're not doing good, or it's just been sunshine and rainbow. No. Not even remotely close, dude. We've had several talks where it's just like, this is not working, but we just keep going and it does work eventually. So,
yeah, that's cool, dude. That reminds me of something I saw on LinkedIn the other day, like the whole no's and yes things. Like, if you knew how many no's there were before your next yes, like you'd be so excited to get that no. You know, you'd be so excited to get. It's like, I don't know, it's just facts. You know? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good. Exactly. Exactly. Just like that.
Yeah. Shout out LinkedIn, bro.
Yes. Yeah. The savior of our company, that's for sure.
So you guys are Bishop athlete representation. You guys are not UFL representation or anything. Are you strictly UFL though? Have you thought about other sports? Maybe NBA G League is kind of a similar idea. Can you go into that maybe?
Yeah. So it's definitely something that has been talked about. You know, the minor leagues, NBA G League. I hate soccer, but that's definitely a market. Yeah, that's definitely a market that I've looked into because it's huge. It's growing and it never stops growing. It feels like. So yeah, those are all like markets we've looked into. I think we'd have to find kind of the right team and right area. And I think, you know, Matt would be one that we'd look into, kind of spearheading the baseball and stuff like. And it's definitely conversations we've had. Because I think it could be interesting to get into those. We just have to see if there's a good ROI on that for us. Because, like, you know, St. Louis, again, really popular soccer city. But a lot of those guys probably have marketing people. So you just kind of find, like, got to find a way to get somebody who's like, all right, we can probably do something with this guy. Instead of we'll sign this guy just because, and then we don't get him any marketing deals, he's going to, you know, badmouth us because we didn't do anything for him, which is not, you know, like, that's not our goal. But yeah, 100% we've looked into other leagues, and that's something we continue to look into and just kind of see where we could make an impact at, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I mean, for example, I mean, I've pressured Jack before several times. Hey man, let's do baseball. I know we can get guys for baseball. I know this could work. And he's got to remind me, he said, look, you can't just nab your random minor league player that has 1,000 followers on Instagram, because like, we'd love to sit here and say that we'd take everybody and anybody and we can make it work, but at the end of the day, it's just the unfortunate truth is that we're business, and other companies, if we say, hey, we got player A over here, he plays for some baseball team, he's in double A, I'm in the minor leagues, he's got a projected major league arrival date of whatever, and they're like, okay, cool, how many followers does he have? Or, you know, what's the benefit for us? And we're like, oh, well, he's got 1,000 followers. And they're like, well, no. You know, so it's just like Jack said, you don't want to play to badmouth us because we didn't do enough for him. But it's might not that we didn't do enough for him. It's that the return on investment, like he just said, it's not there. So that's kind of, I mean, there will be several times where I'll sit there and like, Jack, dude, I'm telling you, baseball, we got to do baseball. And Jack has to bring me back down to earth a little bit and be like, look, man. You can't grab Joe Schmo off the backup left fielder for, you know, whatever team you're looking at, because it's not worth it at that point for anybody. It's a waste of time for him, because what's going to happen is, you know, the way that Jack explained to me, we're going to build his confidence. Hey, we signed you to a marketing deal, contract with us. We're going to tell him all this great stuff we're going to do for him, and then we can't get anything done because no companies are willing to work with him. Then he just gets mad. So it's just like, yeah, the return on investment's not there. But eventually, like Jack said, we definitely do want to branch out in other sports. It's just the timing of it. We don't know when that'll be. Like, an area that I really want to go into too is racing. I think F1, NASCAR would be really cool. But that's just, I mean, that industry is so gatekept, and it's so hard to get your foot in the door with that kind of stuff too. And that's what we've explored too, because we've definitely looked at other sports, but a big part of it is getting our foot in the door. It's just so hard to even get be heard sometimes in these other sports. So someday. Yeah.
Okay. You were talking a bit ROI, financials. Can you give us a walkthrough? You don't have to give any specifics or anything you're uncomfortable with, but just kind of how the pay structure actually is for how does Bar make money?
So we work on a commission fee, and it's basically like we find a deal for a player, right? And whatever that is, we just take a commission of that. As you get bigger, a lot of times what those larger marketing companies do, well, they'll just charge their player a flat fee, like per month. But that's not something we can do yet, because like we're not making these guys hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I can't be like, hey, pay me $500 a month and I only make him $300 a month. It just doesn't work out for him. But yeah, so we work commission right now. You know, profits are we don't make a ton of money. But again, and I always tell people, including the players, that's not why I'm in it. At the end of the day, you know, the money will come if you keep working your butt off. But right now it's all about just getting experience and stuff. But yeah, for the profit stuff and all that, it's a commission fee. And then like some, like we do like shirt sales, we run youth football camps, stuff like that. So yeah.
Okay.
Damn, yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, like I feel like if you start out thinking about the money, it's not going to go well. So I mean, I like that approach. Yeah, you guys have already given a bunch of advice to the listeners out there, but I just want to ask, is there anything specific for young entrepreneurs that you guys would, you know, anything you'd like to say specifically to those listeners out there?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is there's going to be a lot more negative days than there are positive days, especially in the beginning. And you have to learn, and I haven't learned it perfectly yet, but you have to learn you can't get too high on your highs and you can't get too low on your lows. And as you continue to grow, you're going to start to have more accomplishments and all that. But at the same time, you know, be proud of what you've done already. You know, being a young entrepreneur or whatever you're doing, be proud of what you're doing, because you're attempting to make a difference the best you can. If you would have told me 5 years ago I would be doing what I'm doing right now, I would have said no, I'd be trying to get signed by the NFL, because I thought going to an AIA would get me signed to the NFL out of high school. That doesn't happen. But I think the biggest thing is just be proud of yourself, and surround yourself with great people who are pushing for the same goal and will motivate you to take those next steps. And don't give up on your dreams, whatever they are. If it's running a sports company or if it's running a flower shop or something like that, whatever you want to do, don't give up and take every day and be like, all right, this is a learning experience. When we hit a negative, but when you hit a positive, celebrate it. But next day, all right, back to work. Let's do what we got to do. So yeah, that would be my advice.
Yeah, I think my advice to younger guys or younger girls who are wanting to start businesses and wanting to be their own employer and, you know, do great things business wise is what I've taken away is trusting the people around you. Jack kind of just touched on that, but like Jack and Dom, they're my best friends. I wouldn't want to be in a business with anybody else. And we fight like brothers, but we love each other like brothers the same way. So like he said, it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows every day. It's just not. That's just the reality of it. But if you trust the people around you and you're able to lean on them when times are like, there'll be several days. One of us will be just having a bad day. We can't get anything going. Nothing's working. We're just having a terrible day. We have our partners there. We got our friends right there to support us. And again, a shout out to our other friends too, or, you know, the rest of our friends in our friend group and stuff who aren't a part of Bar, but they support everything we do. They're always congratulating us when we do something good. They're throwing out ideas to us all the time too. And for us to have that support has really motivated me. I don't know about Jack and Dom, but to have our buddies there, our girlfriends, shout out to our families and stuff too, because they keep us level-headed for sure, but they also support us way more than we deserve it sometimes. So biggest advice, trust people around you, get a good support group. You can't do anything in life without a good support group. That's what I've learned. So
real talk to all the guys out there, find yourself a good woman. I'm telling you, find yourself. Dude, I've been with my girlfriend for about 4 years now. Find yourself a girl who will push you to be successful, but also tell you you're being stupid whenever you're trying to do something. She's like, you can't do that. I'm like, you're probably right. I can't do that, but I think I can. But find somebody who's going to push you to be the best version of yourself and is going to be along for the ride with you. And when you find that, you know, be a good person, I guess, you know. So yeah,
100%.
That would be my real advice right there.
Wouldn't be anywhere without my girlfriend and where she's helped me get to. And like Jack said, she'll tell me straight up if an idea of mine is just straight up stupid. She's like, don't do this, don't post that, you know. She'll also say, hey, I'm super proud of you, and I'm congratulating you on something good you did. But yeah, so definitely trust people around you, build a good support group.
That's awesome.
So, Jack, you've built a crazy network, a lot of pro athletes, a lot of great people. If you were to go back to day one and you could have $100,000 or you could have this network, would you choose?
Okay. So I either get $100,000 like in my pocket or the network of people I've built?
Yes.
Okay. Give me the network, man. Like, honestly, give me the network. You know, $100,000's great. That's a ton of money, right? But I would, in a heartbeat, take the network because you don't know where the people you've met are going to take you. For example, the job I have currently is with Flexwork Sports. My mom saw them on Facebook. I DM'd them on Instagram. I messaged them on LinkedIn. Finally got through to them. I just got promoted the other day. Like, all these things. Because of a connection. One of the guys that I represent, Chris Payton Jones, is a videographer down in Jacksonville. We're doing a camp in Jacksonville with that Flexwork company. And I was like, hey, man, you want to come out and shoot it? You know, you can get all this content, work with the Brian Thomas Jr. And he's like, heck yeah, man, I'll do it. So give me the connection all day. Because I think, you know, I may not have like the most famous people in my contact, but I have very, very reliable people in my contacts. I could call up any of the players we work with, and half of them would be here in a minute if I needed them to, or they'd, you know, I play video games with some of them, like all great dudes. And then on a professional level, I've been able to interact and meet so many cool people just by putting yourself out there. And that's another piece of advice. Put yourself out there. Put yourself out there. Follow people on LinkedIn. Talk to people at public events. It's how I got my job with the Battle Hawks a few years ago when I used to work for them. I talked to them. You just talk to them. So get yourself out there. Connect. Short answer, give me the connections. Every day of the week, twice on Sunday. I mean, like, all the time, no matter what. Give me the connections.
Matt, are you taking the $100,000 or what?
Hey, the way my bank account looks right now, I think I'll think about it for sure. But no, 100% the connections. It sounds cliche, and a lot of people would say that, I think. But at the end of the day, it's, I don't think you can put a dollar sign on the value that I get, at least from knowing who I know and being a part of what I'm a part of. I value trust and relationships so much that I wouldn't trade Jack and Dom in this company or my connections on LinkedIn. Wouldn't trade it for the world for $100,000. I don't think I would. Money's great. Don't get me wrong. Money is fantastic, but I don't think it compares.
No. Matt's mom standing in the corner of his room saying, take the freaking money. Take the
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's funny. All right. Well, what do you think? Oh, you want to do a couple more questions, wrap it up here? I got a couple questions that I think would wrap it up pretty good if you guys are down for a couple more. So first one I want to ask is, I don't think we really touch on this, but what advice would you give athletes out there that are transitioning right now from college and, you know, maybe looking to go into the UFL or you know, anything? What advice would you give to the athletes out there?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing I kind of would tell that entrepreneur. You know, don't be afraid to chase your dreams. You only get a certain amount of time to be an athlete. To commit to your craft until eventually, you know what, you got to give up on it. But those years, if you want to do it, go get it. And don't let one no, like we talked about, don't let one no keep you from like trying. You may have to start in the Arena Football League, and then you work up through the UFL, and then you work into the NFL, you know, and it may not look pretty. But chase your dream. You know, the best example I can give is Darius, you know, Darius Shepherd. I mean, he's been cut from three or four NFL teams. But how he even got on an NFL roster is crazy. He was undrafted. He wasn't like an invite to camp. He had to go try out for the Packers through the rookie mini camp 2 years in a row. He made the team the first year, made it again the second year, which is like unheard of. That never happens. And he like was on their start. He was a starter for a few weeks in Green Bay. And, you know, eventually he ended up moving on. He went to Kansas City for a year. San Diego or LA, I'm sorry. And, you know, he did all these things and, you know, he went to the UFL and he made it to return back to the NFL. And so I think it's one of those things where keep just working your butt off. I mean, like at the end of the day, you know, you're not everybody's going to the NFL. There's only like, I don't even know, not many NFL roster spots, like 1,000. And there's a whole lot of people who want to play in the NFL, but there's alternative leagues out there where you can get tape and where you can do something special and put your name on NFL radars. So don't give up on your dreams after a first no, for sure, is my advice to those guys.
I would say from a business standpoint, the advice that I would give is, Jack touched on it, get your name out there, get tape out there. No matter what sport you're playing, football, baseball, basketball, soccer, it doesn't matter. The more film you have out there, the better. That's more likely somebody's going to see it. But also just know that there are people out there who are going to work for you, who want to work for you, work with you. Not even shouting out our own company, but just in general. You got a guy who's, like, if anybody's listening that's going from college to the pros or even high school to college and trying to get NIL stuff, there will be people who will help you along the way. You just got to remember, put your name out there. They don't know who you are until you put your name out there. So that's my biggest advice, is get your name out there and remember that there are people. Don't give up hope that there aren't people who care about you and the business side. They don't care about your money and NIL and brand reps and stuff. They do. There are people who work with you. You just got to find them.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, I like that aspect of it. I like how it kind of feels like they're kind of in a business too, you know, and you guys are working together. Like, your business that you guys run is trying to help them out, and they're helping you guys out too. And it's they're put in similar situations that you guys are. You guys are young. They're also young, trying to make it work. So I think that's a pretty cool aspect of what you guys do. And I really appreciate what you guys do. Oliver, do you have anything else?
Yeah, I mean, just a great business quote is, the best way to make money is to make someone else more money. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. Yes. And it's going to pay off. It's going to be great.
Sure.
So I'm excited to see where you guys go.
Yeah.
Appreciate
and
it. Thank you.
Les, I'll touch on one last thing too. A little shameless plug. If any athlete out there is looking for marketing representation, it doesn't matter if it's football. It doesn't have to be football. We might not be able to do something that you want us to do if you're in another sport, but I can help you find places or find people. Jack and Dom are more than capable. Jack more than the rest of us, for sure. Capable of finding you help, whatever it may be. If you want social media rep or management, if you want business deals, hit us up. Go on our website, bishopathleterep.com. Find us on Instagram, all the social medias. Hit us up. We'll help you out. We'll do our best. So,
for sure.
Let's go, dude. Nice.
Awesome.
That goes also for businesses. Businesses, if you watch this, people who own companies, and you're wanting to get your business name out there, let us know. Find us. Text Oliver, Braden.
Yes.
This Dude Started Something podcast. Let them know. They can hit you on over to us as well. We'll work with you. Our players are more than willing to work with you. So,
dude.
Yeah, awesome. And we'll see what we can do about getting some players on your podcast, for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, anything, that'd be great. Man.
Dude, I really appreciate it. Yeah. It means a lot for you guys to join our first episode, and you guys believing in us. It means a lot. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
Really anytime you guys want us on here, I want to get Dom on here too. I think you guys would really enjoy having Dom on here. And definitely try and get
Italian
some players.
Italian stallion,
baby. But let us know. Let us know anytime you want us on.
All right, awesome.